The structure of the class will look like this. There will be short lecture audios, and the number will vary, but I'll try to provide, you know, maybe 30 to 45 minutes, maybe even an hour of content per class with the audios combined with the writing exercises. There might be links to related things or to readings. I might have content outlines published, but not every class will have all of these things. It's hard to estimate how long it will take to work through each class. You could spend 30 minutes reading a minimum amount of poems and another 30 minutes writing your own poems. Or you could spend many hours researching for additional poems and experimenting with your writing. It's up to you and how much time you want to spend with the class. I'll have a writing exercise or two for each class, and usually the task will be to write a poem in the style and subject of that era. For example, we'll try a colonial English poem, a children's poem, and we'll also attempt a petroglyph early on. Be sure to review the legal stuff on the syllabus page, and please read all the disclaimers before you purchase any more of these pod classes. I just want to point out that this pod class is for informational use only. There will be no grades, diplomas, certificates at the end, and you will not be able to submit your poems for review, nor will there be any individual consulting or advice provided. This is not a community class. It is not a workshop. This is a self-exploration of the material. Although you are free and encouraged to organize any of your own writing and study groups. Now I want to talk about finding poems. We will start to accumulate a long list of poems to read in this class, and I'll try to post as many links to free content as I can find, but some poems in the list will be more obscure. Artificial intelligence scraping is going to have some impact on free poems available online before long. There is no longer a financial or altruistic incentive for people to provide free content on the internet due to AI taking that content and serving it up on search engine result pages. So you might think of locating some of these poems like you would a treasure hunt. You can find some of these poets by visiting either online or physical bookstores, both new and used. And you can also try your own library system. I'm going to try to use most of the poems found in the poetry anthology called The Oxford Book of American Poetry, edited by David Lehman. And you can see that in the syllabus. And you can acquire that book as a textbook if you want to, but this is not required. It just might be somewhat handy.